Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Sum of Us, What Racism Costs Everyone and How We Can Prosper Together, Heather McGee embarks on a deeply insightful exploration of the true cost of racism, not only to those who are directly marginalized by it, but also to the society at large, including white people who might not see themselves as victims of its repercussions. McGee, a renowned expert in economic and social policy, uses compelling evidence and narratives to argue that racism acts as a drain on the entire American economy, affecting everyone's quality of life. By weaving together personal stories, historical events, and current economic analysis, she creates a powerful argument for how dismantling racial prejudices could lead to a more prosperous, equitable, and inclusive society for everyone. The book challenges readers to reconsider long-held beliefs about race and the zero-sum game fallacy, the idea that progress for some has to come at the expense of others. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, zero-sum game fallacy. Heather McGee tackles the zero-sum game fallacy head-on, which posits that societal gains for one group result in losses for another. This deeply entrenched belief underpins much of the resistance to racial equality, suggesting that if people of color gain rights or economic opportunities, white people will lose out. McGee carefully dismantles this myth through economic data and sociological research, demonstrating that in actuality, policies and practices that advance racial equity can lead to benefits across the board. She illustrates how historically, investments in public goods benefited everyone's well-being, until those goods became accessible to people of color, leading to a withdrawal of support from white communities. This self-destructive cycle, fueled by the fallacy, has led to deteriorating public infrastructure, education, and healthcare systems, impacting everyone negatively. Secondly, economic cost of racism. McGee provides a detailed analysis of how racism inflicts substantial economic costs on American society. From the declining investments in public infrastructure and education to the racial wage gaps that decrease overall economic activity, she points out the myriad ways in which racial prejudice hampers economic growth. By examining case studies and economic models, McGee shows that racial segregation and inequality lead to inefficient labor markets, stifled innovation, and underutilization of talent. This chapter zeroes in on the paradox of how the economy could actually expand and benefit everyone, if not for the chronic underinvestment in communities of color and the persistent undervaluing of their labor. Thirdly, public goods and racial equity. The book delves into the concept of public goods, services and infrastructures designed for the benefit of the public at large, and how racial biases have led to their decline in the United States. McGee argues that the erosion of support for public goods, such as schools, parks, and healthcare, has roots in racial resentment. As more people of color gained access to these services, there was a noticeable retreat in the willingness of many white Americans to fund and support them. This withdrawal not only diminishes the quality of life for communities of color, but also degrades the social fabric and competitiveness of the entire nation. McGee posits that reinvesting in public goods and ensuring their equitable access are essential steps towards healing racial divides and building a thriving society for all. Fourthly, solidarity dividend. One of the most hopeful concepts McGee introduces is the solidarity dividend, the idea that collective gains can be achieved through cross-racial solidarity. She illustrates through various examples how coalitions and movements that cut across racial lines have been able to secure significant societal victories, from labor rights to environmental protections. These dividends are not just moral victories but practical ones, leading to improved working conditions, better access to healthcare, and stronger community bonds. McGee makes a compelling case for the strength found in unity and how aligning interests across racial divides can counteract the divide-and-conquer strategies often employed by those benefiting from maintaining the status quo. Lastly, policy recommendations for a prosperous future. Beyond diagnosing the problems, McGee offers concrete policy recommendations aimed at undoing the economic and social damage caused by racial division. These range from comprehensive criminal justice reform to investment in education, healthcare, and affordable housing. She emphasizes the importance of policies that directly address racial inequities while promoting broader societal benefits. Through detailed analysis and advocacy, McGee maps out a vision for a future where the economy and democracy work for everyone, made possible by embracing inclusive policies and dismantling systemic barriers to equality. Her approach underscores the belief that addressing racial injustice is not only a moral imperative, but a practical means to achieve a more prosperous and equitable society. In conclusion, Heather McGee's The Sum of Us is an essential read for anyone seeking to understand the complexities of racism's impact on society and the economy. It dismantles myths that have perpetuated inequities and provides a hopeful roadmap for a future where everyone can prosper together. The book is particularly consequential for policymakers, educators, and activists working towards racial equity, as well as for individuals looking to deepen their understanding of how systemic racism operates. By illustrating how racial divides have been strategically manufactured to the detriment of all, McGee makes a compelling case for unity and collective action. Her analysis not only highlights the moral failing of racism, but also its economic folly. The Sum of Us offers transformative insights on how working across differences towards common goals can unlock a more prosperous, equitable, and inclusive society. It is a clarion call to reject zero-sum thinking and embrace the shared benefits that come from breaking down racial barriers. If you would like to support Heather McGee, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.